Medi-Cal renewals are happening now. All members' eligibility is reviewed once annually, and everyone's renewal date is different. You can check your renewal month in your online BenefitsCal.com account. If your current address, email, or phone number have changed, please update your information with your local county office. If you get a renewal form in the mail in a yellow envelope, you must complete it to keep your Medi-Cal. If you don't, you will lose your coverage. Visit lacare.org for more information. That's lacare.org.
When it's game on, it's time for Shakey's Pizza, Chicken, and Mojo's. The triple play of flavor. With meal deal packages to feed any size group, everyone loves Shakey's classic thin crust pizza, golden fried chicken, and crispy Mojo potatoes. Get it to go at Shakey's.com or watch the game at your local Shakey's with an ice cold pitcher of beer, piping hot pizza, and a mountain of Mojo's. Share the good times at Shakey's today.
Thanks again to the legend and author, Joe Kelly, for joining us. Man, he gave us a lot of time, so I appreciate the fancy new author of A Damn Near Perfect Game, Joe Kelly, joining us. And trust me, you don't want to miss this book. I'm not going to sell books and pump books, but I got an advanced copy of this book, and it's a really good book, and it takes you behind the scenes on a lot of different levels with the Dodgers, when he's in bullpens at Yankee Stadium pitching for the Red Sox. This is a really good book, and it comes out February 28th, A Damn Near Perfect Game, Joe Kelly. And he is still pitching. It's with the White Sox, but he will forever hold a special place in your heart with his time on the Dodgers. Speaking of the Dodgers, the current Dodgers Fan Fest, they are going to be there on Saturday, February 4th, and you can get your tickets online at Dodgers.com/FanFest. You get the tickets just to enter, and then there's different experiences that you can purchase, selfies with players, autographs with players, a special meet and greet with players, Steve Garvey's hosting a lunch. So there's a lot of things going on at Fan Fest this year, including us broadcasting from the main stage from noon to three that you will hear right here on AM570 LA Sports. So go to Dodgers.com/FanFest. And next week, we have three more Dodger Talk shows, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Rich Hill is another Dodger hero that is supposed to join us on Monday night. But right now, we are joined by a man that does a fantastic job on MLB Network, but he's hanging up the suit for a short period of time during spring training because he is going to be the manager for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, and that is the one and only proud Italian-American, Mark DeRosa. D-Ro, thanks a lot for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. That might be one of the best lead-ins I've ever gotten.
Hey, you deserve it. You deserve it. Every day doing it on MLB Network during the season. I'm curious, one of the biggest questions I had for you, D-Ro, I know you played in the big leagues for a long time with a lot of great players and actually helped a lot of young guys turn into superstars and Hall of Famers. Do you feel like this experience with these current group of players is going to help you understand what makes them tick these days and maybe translate that to being an analyst on MLB Network? Or do you feel like what you see on MLB Network is going to help you more in the manager's seat during the World Baseball Classic?
No, totally the first one. Yeah, you got to have boots on the ground to have any idea. I do my best, right? On a nightly basis, I am watching the games on a nightly basis. I am texting some of the former players that are still, that I play with, that are still currently playing. There's a few of them left. But I try and build a relationship where if I'm going to talk about something, David, on the air the next morning, I want it validated by someone in the organization. So, no, I don't claim to think that what I'm seeing from the couch is what I'm going to bring into the dugout. I think the biggest thing for me is this is a sprint, obviously a 7-game sprint. You know, if I was going to manage a team for 162, I might do things maybe a smidge different. I think ultimately the goal with the WBC is to create an experience for the players. If they're going to be away from their parent club for 3 weeks, I want to give them an experience that they're never going to forget, even kind of outside of the playing as well. You'll never have a locker room like this. I know all-star games are phenomenal, but you're getting a chance to represent your country, wear the USA jersey, and share a locker room with your countrymen and the greatest players of your generation. So I think for me, one of the things I've been doing currently is just calling each player once we have the roster completely finalized and starting to get to know them kind of personality-wise, preparation-wise, where they're at in their off-season workouts, what their expectations are for this, just kind of trying to build a relationship so when we do get to Arizona, it won't be like meeting for the first time.
So you do have three very key players from the Dodgers on your team. Have you had any conversations Yeah. with any one of those three yet?
You know, it's funny. I spoke to Clayton probably the most throughout the process. Just blown away that he decided to do it. Just kind of getting a feel for where he is on March 12th, when he's gonna tote a slab and you know, run out to that mound with that USA jersey on. So funny talking to him because I haven't been around him much. But he's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And his concerns were, hey, on March 11th, March 12th, this is where I'm at. I don't want to tax the bullpen. I don't want to put you guys in a position. I was like, Clayton, tax all of us. We just want you to be a part of this with us. So he is right on schedule with where every other starting pitcher is at that point. I just think guys need to, you know, ramp it up, obviously, a little bit earlier in the offseason. But he's been phenomenal. And also, during the winter meetings, I got a chance to actually play golf and ride in the cart with Will Smith. And that's where you get to know somebody, I mean, better than obviously, any scenario I could have put together this offseason. So just to pick his brain, get to know him on a personal level was unbelievable.
Hey, well, one thing I'm sure you picked up, if there's any golf in between games or practices, you want Will Smith on your team.
He was on my team. He can absolutely pound. It is amazing. We all think, like, in our head, we're playing a different game now. Me and Millar used to be able to hit the ball far, and then he steps up on the tee and rips it, like, 40 yards past us, and it's like, man. Kind of put you back in your place, but it was great to get a chance to talk to him, kind of see how he prepares for the game, what he values analytically, what he's looking for on video, kind of game planning against certain teams. Because I am going to have to empower Will and JT Realmuto and the catchers to kind of be my eyes. Obviously been out of the game for 8-9 years. So if, you know, they're catching pens and certain reliever stuff's coming out a little bit hotter than others, I want to know that. I mean, obviously I'm aware it's spring training at the time we're diving into what appears to be playoff games.
That's the voice of Mark DeRosa. You see him during the season every weekday morning on MLB Network's MLB Central, one of my favorite sports shows. And also this year is going to be the manager for Team USA. You know, what you just said right there, Mark, is something that I'm curious from your standpoint. You know, you heard these stories about the two dream teams, the original one that really took the world by storm in Barcelona, the Kobe, LeBron dream team as well, just everybody blown away by watching each other's preparation, competitiveness. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the World Baseball Classic and being part of Team USA is going to make guys like Will Smith better? Maybe Mookie Betts better, just being around Ken Griffey Jr. and the other young pitchers being around Clayton Kershaw. How much do you think these guys are going to help make each other better?
It should be immensely. It's funny you say that because I kind of every day, kind of if a bullet point comes in my brain, something I want to tell the team in that opening statement, opening meeting, I'll write it down. And one of those things, I wrote it down two nights ago, like, buy in and soak it in. Like, you have a chance to be around the greatest players that this country can put together in one locker room. I mean, barring a few guys declining an invitation, we get it. But for the most part, you'd be a fool not to just pick the brains and then kind of validate your own thoughts, right? That was big for me in 2009. I hit in the same group with David Wright and Derek Jeter and Jimmy Rollins and Dustin Pedroia. And I would say to him, you know, we constantly talk during batting practice. I'm like, all right, you know, my approach at the plate is very similar to, let's say, Jeter's. Like, it kind of validated kind of what I was doing and what I was thinking. Huge. It's funny you say that too, because Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be joining us as kind of like that jack of all trades. And that was the biggest message that he had for me and kind of I had for him is he goes, I just want to be in that. I want to be there. You know, this is a guy that's going to be a franchise pillar for the Royals for the foreseeable future. Kind of wants to see how it goes. Like, Mike's been doing that forever. Mookie's carried multiple organizations, Nolan and Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, the list goes on. So if you don't go back to your spring training parent club, a better player, more prepared for the season, ready to work on something maybe a little bit different, then shame on you.
Yeah, love it. Love it, Mark DeRosa. Mookie Betts, I know you've been asked this a million times. I'm a little exhausted about the Mookie second base talk, but I have heard from a couple of people that you are considering playing him a little bit there during the World Baseball Classic. But come on, aren't you tired of the second base Mookie talk? He's a right fielder. He's one of the best.
He would tell you he's a second baseman that got moved to right field.
Yeah, that's true. But that was in Boston.
Listen, I'm going to honor Mookie. I'm going to honor Mookie. If he wants to see a little bit of time at second base, and I'm certainly going to get up some innings at second base. Might not be an elimination game with our lives on the line, but he's certainly going to play some second base throughout the course of this. He's dead set on it being a priority for him. And Dino Ebel, to a man, it's the question I asked Dino. I talked to Trey Turner about 2 weeks ago to kind of pick his brain on some things, and I was like, hey, just real quick, have you turned double play with Mookie Betts? And he's like, he can handle it.
D-Row, during the season last year, Mookie's first start at second base for the Dodgers last year, he did a no-look flip to Trey Turner to turn a double play his first game at second base.
He could pretty much do whatever he wants on a baseball field, but the problem is, Dave, is you got to justify that to the other 29 guys. So yeah. That's my thing. It's like, I know Mookie could get it done. It's just, I also want a true second baseman on the roster that can, you know, has proven in big spots, can turn a double play.
Before I let you go, Mark, I mean, I tell you this a lot, and I don't want to tell you too much, but I do love watching you guys on MLB Central, you, Lauren, and Roflo. You know the game. You have a great understanding of how to make us understand it. Is this kind of a trial for you as well to see if you really want to maybe entertain offers moving forward if teams want to interview you for a manager's job?
I'm always leave my, you know, options open, but it's funny you say that because it was the first question in the interview process from Tony Regans. My answer was no. This is a standalone opportunity that I am so honored and humbled to have gotten. I really wanted an opportunity when they called to interview and know 100% that I wanted it. I think I've kind of tiptoed into some managerial meetings in the past, not knowing if it was the right situation for me at the right time. B, was my family totally on board? My biggest fear right now holding me back is, it sounds corny, but my parents were always there. Everything I ever did.
Medi-Cal renewals are happening now. All members' eligibility is reviewed once annually, and everyone's renewal date is different. You can check your renewal month in your online benefitscal.com account. If your current address, email, or phone number have changed, please update your information with your local county office. If you get a renewal form in the mail in a yellow envelope, you must complete it to keep your Medi-Cal. If you don't, you will lose your coverage. Visit lacare.org for more information. That's lacare.org.
When it's game on, it's time for Shakey's Pizza, Chicken, and Mojo's. The triple play of flavor. With meal deal packages to feed any size group, everyone loves Shakey's classic thin crust pizza, golden fried chicken, and crispy Mojo potatoes. Get it to go at Shakey's.com or watch the game at your local Shakey's with an ice cold pitcher of beer, piping hot pizza, and a mountain of Mojo's. Hey! Share the good times at Shakey's today.